This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 90 for Wednesday, October 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, as losses in crude oil and world vegetable oil markets, including Chicago soy oil, weighed on prices. Canola down 1 to over $6, the November contract down $6.30 at $711.10 per ton. Speculative selling contributed to the declines, although the November contract did manage to hold above the psychological $710 per ton level. Seasonal harvest pressure remains a bearish influence, but operations should be nearing their final stages in most areas. Manitoba's canola harvest was 86% complete in the latest weekly report, with yields ranging from 20 to 60 bushels per acre. Weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide some support, with the currency down another quarter cent today and domestic crush margins still historically wide. In the U.S., wheat is lower, while corn and soybeans were narrowly mixed. Soybeans traded within a cent or two of unchanged, the November contract up a quarter cent at the final bell at $12.73 per bushel. Sharp losses in crude oil, down by more than $4 a barrel today over mounting concerns about global demand, spilled into world vegetable oil markets, and the resulting declines in soy oil weighed on soybeans as well. In addition, solid export movement out of Brazil is likely limiting some U.S. business. However, soybeans themselves uncovered chart support and held range-bound. The advancing U.S. soybean harvest is about a quarter complete. While rains in the nearby forecast may cause some delays, the longer-range outlooks should allow for good progress. Corn futures, they held reasonably steady as well, losing a penny in the December contract at $4.86 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of nearly 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. U.S. ethanol production held steady at just over a million barrels per day in the latest weekly report, with stocks of the renewable fuel tightening slightly, now at 21.88 million barrels. Wheat, it took back some of the gains from earlier this week, but is still holding above the contract lows hit at the end of September. Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in December at $7.13 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents at $6.66 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in December at $5.60. The recent weakness in U.S. wheat is thought to be making exports more attractive on the global market, although there was no fresh business announced today. Competition from the Black Sea region does remain stiff, with cargoes still leaving Ukraine. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.